Hello everyone, welcome to the first ever Brandon Show podcast. Now, I've done the Brandon Show on YouTube, and I've done it on Instagram Live and stuff like that, but I've never done it on a podcast, and I kind of wanted to, like I really did. And so what this is going to be, it's going to be like a kind of a news segment, kind of with like top stories of the day. I don't know how often this will happen, maybe once a week or something like that, or whenever I can do a podcast, I don't know. So yeah, there'll be top stories of the day, plus some news in the reality television world. Obviously, Big Brother has started, and I'll talk about the first two episodes. I never watched the live feed, so yeah. Anyways, we'll talk lots about reality television throughout this thing, throughout this entire series. Don't know how many episodes there will be, so without further ado, I guess we should just get started, I guess. So we're going to start off with the news. Our top story is there are multiple fatalities after a crane collapsed in Kelowna, BC. It happened at a construction site. The crane that forced an area of downtown Kelowna, BC to be evacuated on Monday morning has left multiple people dead, according to authorities. The accident, which damaged several buildings in the area of Bernard Avenue and St. Paul Street, has also prompted officials to declare a local state of emergency in the Okanagan City. Witnesses described a chaotic scene in which workers tried to get out of harm's way as the crane was coming down. Hours after the incident, Kelowna RCMP confirmed that more than one person was killed, but said they were releasing limited information on the extent of the tragedy, in part because authorities were still working to notify next of kin. So we will continue to track that story for you guys. Well, so on next week, I'm going to turn to the... So there's been another building collapse as well. This one in China, at least... Hold on. Yeah, like this isn't like this con. This whole podcast isn't gonna. Like in the future, this will be like scheduling stuff like that. Hopefully will come together and stuff like that. So here we go. So, rescue workers were digging through the remains of a collapsed hotel in eastern China, looking for any survivors of a disaster that has killed at least 8 people and left 9 missing, authorities said Tuesday. The workers in the city of Suzhou searched through the night using rescue dogs, cranes, ladders, and metal cutters after the building collapsed Monday afternoon. The city government said it in social media posts. Photos showed orange-suited rescuers with helmets working through the ruins of the building, which had been reduced to girders and rubble. The cause of the collapse is under investigation. At least 23 people were trapped when the hotel collapsed. Okay, so next let's turn to a bit of reality television, I guess. So obviously we have Big Brother start last week, the episode one, which honestly kind of reminded me of season 22, the premiere for that one. And like, because it was literally the same challenge four times, but we do get the announcement of a team twist, which I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that necessarily, like really at all. Like, I mean, I guess it does stop like a massive male alliance from like starting to try and dominate the game and decide the course of the season, right? So yeah, I guess that's something. And you see Frenchie become HOH. And I was fine with it. And then Sunday's night episode, we're giving in chat. It's literally like it's crazy. It's literally crazy. Because like, he doesn't really know what he's doing after, because his initial target was Christian, and he said a woman wasn't gonna go home that week, this week. And he ended up putting a woman on the block. Alyssa. He put Alyssa on the block. I think that's her name, right? after, because she, apparently she was Christian's ride or die in the event, in Big Brother. Like, seriously? So I don't know if the show's really trusting right now. Now I'm gonna tell you why I don't really like listening to the live feeds a lot, and I like watching the live feeds because like it doesn't like they're on all day, and I don't really like the live feeds. I mean, people do enjoy them. I personally don't. I don't like being spoiled all the time. Because of some spoiler. In the live feeds. They spoil everything for me. Like, because I don't have Paramount Plus. And it's just very, very weird. And I don't really care for it at all. Now, also, we have a Survivor premiere date. Survivor 41 premiere date. Yay! So, Jeff Probst announced that September 22nd, there would be a 2-hour premiere of Survivor 41. And I'm excited. Yay. Survivor's back in session. And we obviously have Australian Survivor. I think it's starting next week. And Survivor South Africa is currently airing right now. But I don't really want. I don't know if I'll watch. I don't think I'm not watching Survivor South Africa. But I might watch Australian Survivor if I can get it on Daily Motion or something like that. One of those, those platforms or something like that. I've also been rewatching The Amazing Race Asia. I started rewatching that show. I mean, I like The Amazing Race Asia. I really love The Amazing Race. It's literally like the first reality show I really got into. Like, I started getting into it in like 2015. It was very fun to watch, and I really like watching that show. I think Survivor's in first, and that Amazing Race is in second, and Big Brother's in third. If I was to rank the three big reality shows on CBS, really, I think I would have to rank them like that. Now, apparently, so we're also, let's go back to a couple news stories for a little bit. This, like, once again, guys, this podcast will hopefully get better the other time. This is kind of all over the place already, right? I mean, so at least 92 people are dead after a fire at a Iraqi coronavirus ward. The fire originally left at least 82 dead, but the death toll climbed to 92. There is now anguish as relatives are in agony and they're trying to search for their loved ones. It's just a terrible tragedy there. It really is. So, yeah. And these podcasts, I don't know, they'll vary in size. I was actually supposed to do, I'm gonna do like a live stream on YouTube for like talking about Big Brother 23 episodes 1 and 2. Get my full analysis on those. Because, yep, and also MCC teams, Minecraft Championship teams have been released. So, yep, get ready for that. It'll be fun. I'm excited. So, yeah, there we have it. Those are, well, that's our first podcast, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed it. It's good. Like, I don't know how long these will be. Maybe just over 10 minutes. Could be 2 minutes. Could be an hour. I don't know. Anyways, that's our podcast. Thank you for watching. I'll see you guys later. Bye. I don't know if I'll see you later. Honestly. Because you can't really see a podcast, can you? Alright. See you guys later. Bye-bye. Tune in next time. Bye, everyone. Oh, dear. Share the show.